What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, yesterday I was commenting on how more and more people within the European Union bureaucracy are admitting it's failing. It's falling apart. Oh, what to do? What to do? What will replace the European Union? And of course, to me, the obvious solution is let's let Europe go back to being Europe. Let's let France go back to being France and Italy go back to being Italy and so forth and so on here. But of course, the globalists don't want that to happen. So the European Union's chief Brexit negotiator is out there pushing a plan saying, yes, the EU trading bloc is failing. Let's make a federal Europe instead. Let's just turn it all into one country, and what used to be a country is now a state, and Brussels will be the European version of Washington, D.C. I can imagine they're all looking forward to that. Let's take a phone call. Nancy in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was involved in a conversation, and a lot of criticism was being hurled at President Trump because of his immigration policy, not wanting, putting the 90-day ban, and so there was a suggestion that, well, why doesn't Israel, our ally, take some of these, you know, how about they take 2 million refugees? They're going to have plenty of land with their Greater Israel project. And
you're absolutely right. Israel is out there, you know, at the forefront of screaming that America and Europe have to let all these people from the Middle East in. But, of course, Israel won't allow anybody in to their country. They're trying to kick the Palestinians out. And Israel's agenda here is to try and empty the Middle East in order to make it easier for Israel's expansion.
Right. They're Greater Israel. You know, it was so funny to watch the expressions because they were saying, oh, these people are also safe. And I said, oh, good, then Israel, our ally, can take some of them. Anyway, okay, I don't want to belabor it, but I enjoy listening to you, and I'll let you go.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. Bye-bye. And, you know, Israel's out there applauding Donald Trump's wall. Mexico kicked up a fuss. Israel's now apologizing to Mexico over that. But the reality is, for all of Israel's out there championing this idea of Europe taking in the Middle Eastern refugees and African refugees and the United States taking them in, Israel itself will not allow them in. Period. End of discussion. And anybody who thinks Israel should allow the refugees in there is just a dirty, filthy anti-Semite who wants Hitler to come back and gas Jewish babies in the ovens. I mean, at this point, Israel is still trying to figure out a way to get the Ethiopian Jews to move back home, despite the Israel's law of return. If you have any Jewish ancestry in you at all, you are allowed to become an Israeli citizen. All right, let's take another phone call. Uri in England, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Actually, Michael, I'm Bulgarian.
Yes.
And proud.
Good.
Yes. And every pact we joined is demolished. For example, First World War, we joined the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Yes.
Eventually, Germany, we lost. The First World War. The Second World War, we joined Germany. We lost again. After the war, we joined the USSR. They crumbled. Now, we are in the European Union. You see where I'm coming from.
Could I get you to make friends with George Soros?
No.
Boy, you know, I mean, I was okay with you saying you're proud to be Bulgarian, and then you give me that little bit of history, and I'm saying, I'm not so sure I'd be feeling all that proud myself. But I don't think it's that Bulgaria is the kiss of death historically. You just you need to pick your friends a little bit more carefully,
I think. Yes,
yes. Okay, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, that's a kind of an interesting thing. And he did mention something that we all need to keep in mind. World War I supposedly began between Austria-Hungary, and Serbia. How did Germany become the villain? Well, because we've got a war going. Let's take out Germany because it's manufacturing and it's making products that we can't compete against. It's always about economics, productivity, industrial base, and so forth and so on. Over in Great Britain, and I'm going to preface this by asking if anybody knows how many people in Great Britain are taking prescription antidepressants, because apparently this child abuse issue is continuing to grow there, and apparently Scotland's National Child Abuse Inquiry is looking at more than 60 residential care schools for youngsters, and some of them are considered the top most expensive boarding schools for the elites. Fettes, Gordonstoun, Loretto, Merchiston Castle are on that list, and I'm just amazed at what is going on over there and these hideous abuses, whether it's in Great Britain or Canada's residential schools. And apparently Anthony Weiner is back in trouble again. Apparently some of the materials found on that laptop that led the New York Police Department to contact James Comey, which forced Comey to reopen the investigation, apparently they're saying they found underage children in the images on the laptop. So he's looking at child porn charges. I just do not get this. Maybe it's part of the psychopathy of people who seek power and wealth. I really don't understand. But I'm also wondering if maybe we all know that vaccines are dangerous and GMO and everything. Prescription antidepressants. We already know they are linked to episodes of suicide, mass violence. I drew a link with the increasing per capita use of antidepressants and the increasing per capita incidence of domestic violence. One of the things that these prescription antidepressants do is they result in poor impulse control. You get an impulse, you go with it. The normal inhibitions you would have from your socialization, just aren't there anymore. Maybe somebody's juiced up on these medications. They see a cute little kid and they say, yeah, why not? We really need to find on out. All right, we're going to do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates who have just now rejoined our network. And then we're going to take a phone call from Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thank you very much for taking my call. But earlier you mentioned that Israel doesn't take in any of these refugees. I want to mention two other countries that might not. How about the Vatican, and how about Saudi Arabia?
Well, Saudi Arabia is now taking some of the refugees in because Donald Trump got them to declare five areas safe zones for some of these refugees. As far as the Vatican, the papal states aren't as large as they were in the Middle Ages, and it's a case of just where would they put them?
Well, again, I mean, doesn't the Vatican have a great big wall built all the way around it also, just like Israel?
Well, yes, they do, and partly that's because so many popes have been assassinated over the ages.
Okay, well, all right, well, I just wanted to throw that out there because Netanyahu and the Pope both addressed a congressional house last year, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, and the Pope is pro-refugee, but again, you're absolutely right. They're not taking a whole bunch of these Africans and Middle Easterners into Vatican City.
Okay, well, that's all I wanted to add. You have a great day. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. Yeah, the Vatican does like its secrecy. And by the way, there's a new series out on HBO, The Young Pope, and it's worth watching. It's definitely worth watching. The Vatican does love its secrets. And there have been some wild popes. They're not all meek and humble. Pope Alexander VI especially threw some very, very wild parties in the Vatican. Emphasis on the wild. All righty. Now, there's a story that is out here from Alabama. And what it is there's this couple, Christian Holm and his wife Danielle. They do not own a home. They live off the grid. They're not homeless in the classical sense that we see people who are living on the streets. They basically live in the wild, hiking and camping, and they move from place to place. And they were basically on their way from Alabama to New Hampshire and back because they wanted to see the country. And they were camping out in northeastern Alabama when Danielle went into labor. So they went to the regional medical center to give birth. And the social workers came in and started asking the couple about their chosen lifestyle and where they lived. And apparently they seized the baby on the excuse that the parents refused to apply for a Social Security card. And they've just taken the baby away. Because how dare you deny the Federal Reserve another tax slave? Now, I'm not sure I agree with raising a child in that particular environment, although obviously 200 years ago, that was normal, living in the wild. But I am getting really upset at this attitude that the government and the corporations own your children, whether it is confiscating the children because they don't have a Social Security number, or whether it's going in and saying you will shoot your children's arm with these 50 needles. I have a real problem with that. I think maybe in the Bill of Rights there should have been a recognition of a right that we are masters of our own bodies. And we actually used to have laws which said medical treatment could not be administered without the informed consent of the patient. That's now gone. They can stick whatever they want in you, and you have no way of knowing about it. You don't know what's in those chemicals. You don't know if they're good for your kid, bad for your kid, or they're just being pushed because they're hugely profitable. Remember, we were reporting last week, the CDC, which got caught rigging a study to try and claim that vaccines were not linked to autism, itself owns more than 20 vaccine patents and earns more than $4 billion every year selling vaccines. They can't be trusted to be an impartial authority or objective observer on vaccine safety. That's why everybody's knickers are in a twist over this vaccine safety commission that Donald Trump has put together and asked Robert Kennedy Jr. to chair. Now, there's another story here where apparently there's this homeschool father that were using a dietary supplement known as Miracle Mineral Solution. We've seen it around before, MMS. It's not FDA approved. And because of that, Child Protective Services officials raided the home and took his seven children to punish the family for possessing something that is known to actually cure serious conditions, but is not approved by the FDA and is not producing profits for the medical industrial complex. And this is another case of where the government is acting like they own your children. And you will, by goodness, turn them into consumers of corporate-produced medicines and corporate-produced food and corporate-produced this and corporate-produced that. Now, as of today, apparently, transgender boys are now allowed to join the Boy Scouts of America. Political correctness rearing its head again. Boy Scouts are not what they were when I was a Boy Scout. For one thing, when I was a Boy Scout, a Boy Scout knife was an 8-inch sheath buck knife. That was a Boy Scout knife. And then you had the little folding knife to go with it. Today's Boy Scouts, oh no, they're not allowed to have that big knife. It's amazing here. All right, let's take another phone call. Steve in Virginia. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, once again, thank you. We just had a question. We're kind of curious. I know Saudi Arabia, sometimes we never know what to expect from them, and they kind of go with the flow, whatever benefits them, I guess. But I had a question. Can you say why they're offering offering some safe zones, and when they're really not for example, the Libyan people or the Syrian people? They seem to be more, when it suits them, more friends of the Israeli government, in fact.
And the U.S. government. Saudi Arabia maintains a kind of a very balanced position where they're friends with the United States because they've made so much money off of us with the petrodollar deal. And I'm assuming that there's some kind of a financial quid pro quo where we know Saudi Arabia is in serious economic hardship because of that oil price war. And Donald Trump may have said, we're going to renegotiate some of your debts, or we're going to stretch out the schedule, or we're going to reduce interest or something like that. I'm presuming that Saudi Arabia is not doing this out of the goodness of their heart. And I'm presuming that the United States is going to pay for whatever material support is required in those civilian safe zones. But Donald Trump may be thinking that this is only a temporary measure, and he's trying to get the Syrian civilians out of the way while he goes after ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. In your opinion, just wondering, do you think that some other countries should have been added to the travel ban? I know it's a temporary situation, or hopefully, more other than the seven that they have on the list.
Well, I probably would have added Israel, but that wouldn't have gone very far. But Rince Priebus is saying that they may add more countries on there, it is a bit of a diplomatic nightmare where we now have all these U.S. diplomats are denouncing Donald Trump, and the White House is saying if you're not going to support Trump, turn in your resignation right now. And it may seem a little heavy-handed, but remember what I said. When Trump was elected, he's coming into a system that is openly opposing him. And he's dealing with a huge amount of bureaucratic inertia, as was demonstrated by that interim attorney general, who's just out there saying, no, we're going to stay with the liberal agenda here. And Trump is sending out a message, get with the administration's agenda or get another job. And I think it's something that he needs to do to try and bring the bureaucracy into line and say that this is a new day. It's a new administration. And remember, if you go all the way back to the Federalist Papers, they acknowledge there that each incoming president is under no obligation to continue the policies of his predecessor.
Yeah. In your opinion, do you think that, now I know I believe he's wanting a strict constitutionalist. I think tonight he's supposed to, name the person he's chosen for the court. But would the person who says, oh, the Constitution is a living document, it's free-flowing and the interpretations can change and this kind of thing, do you think that that would be, that mentality basically represents, the
liberalism? That's the liberal idea. But even George Bush, who's Republican, was saying it's just a blankety blank piece of paper. Donald Trump was saying all along that he was looking for a new Supreme Court justice who would basically carry on in the same model as Judge Scalia. And it looks like he's found two individuals, and it's already leaking out which one he's going to pick, but they'll be making the formal announcement a little later tonight.
Yeah. If I could, just one more thing that came to my mind when you were mentioning the oil. They've supposedly found the largest reserve in Texas recently, and, of course, the U.S. itself has other reserves. Do you think that will be coming sometime in the near future? I'm saying the less reliance on the foreign oil, and including Saudi Arabia?
Well, you need to understand, it isn't that the United States wants access to that oil in the Middle East. The goal is to coerce those nations in the Middle East to sell their oil only for the U.S. dollar in order to maintain international demand for the dollars. So, that's really what it was all about. I mean, after the war in Iraq, there's not a lot of Iraq's oil coming directly to the United States of America, but it's for sale only for the U.S. dollar. The same thing in Libya after they got rid of Gaddafi.
Okay. So that's those moves are, you say, basically intended to keep the dollar afloat.
Exactly. To keep the dollar propped up so that the Federal Reserve can make interest loaning money to other countries to buy their oil with. Okay?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Thank you very much.
Got to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I just got a fascinating email from a lady who lives or lived in Alaska, who had a child in 1980. And was told at the hospital that she would not be allowed to leave the hospital with the baby without first filling out the paperwork for a Social Security card. And they live pretty much off the grid as well. They have a tiny cabin, no electricity, no running water. They weren't concerned with any of that in terms of the raising of the child, only making sure the kid was plugged into that Federal Reserve system, like the good little tax slave the deity intended him to be. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Hello, aloha, Michael.
Aloha.
You were talking about the different types of, I guess, immunization shots, MMR, and so forth, ad nauseum, and it just prompted a horrible thought. I know I hear about people getting what's called a cortisone shot. If they're having pain in like this joint or that joint, whether it be leg, arm, or who knows what, or their spine. And if they end up doing like a conjunction of several different shots in one, what is stopping the medical profession is giving them a shot of cortisone to also include something else that they're not even informing the patient of as well?
Well, there's certainly the possibility is there, but I don't think they're going to put anything in there without somebody paying for it. And again, it is a terrible thing to live in a country where you cannot trust your doctor. And we're finding out that, like so many other segments of our society, that the image of the doctor practitioner that we get in film and TV is a fantasy. And that, you know, doctors are just as subject to greed. And, you know, I keep going back to that one guy who got thrown in prison for 45 years because during his entire medical career, he had been telling perfectly healthy patients they had cancer in order to sell them chemotherapy and radiation. And when he got thrown in prison, it wasn't for the harm he caused the patients. It was for defrauding Medicare.
Well, you know, greed says a lot.
Well, the lust for money is the root of all evil. And as our nation plunges deeper and deeper into debt, that desperation to get those little pieces of paper and colored ink is destroying the best aspects of what we used to call the American character.
Have a good one. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now then, it's time to talk about human-caused global warming. New Jersey this morning got 3 inches of snow, caused a little bit of traffic congestion, and they're expecting a little bit more. Over in Pocatello, Idaho, they have got a lot of snow, so much that they're already concerned about possible spring flooding issues and how they're going to deal with that. And that can be a concern here. Now, out in California, as you know, along with the snow that they're getting a huge amount of rain, which is a good thing, because they have, these recent storms have basically made up for almost 40% of California's five-year snow water deficit. So that's a good thing. It's easing the drought out in California. This, unfortunately, does not deal with the issue that some of California's freshwater aquifers have now been contaminated by fracking fluid. And, of course, private companies are continuing to suck the water out of the ground, put it in little plastic bottles, and sell it back to the people of California. Now, over in Lebanon, they had a big storm over the weekend, Storm Perla, which was closing roads all over the country. Several mountain towns were completely blocked by snow. You don't think of Lebanon as a place that really gets a lot of snow. Down in New Zealand, they're still dealing with these summer snowstorms that nobody can explain. And unfortunately, it is starting to harm the agricultural produce down there to the point where the operators of helicopters have a new business, which is to hover over the fruit fields to try and dry them out somewhat, to dry the soggy fruit just with the downblast of the rotors. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round, and for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Get no way, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, over at Loveland Pass, Colorado, the snow is so deep.
How deep is it, Michael?
It's so deep, it actually buried the avalanche warning sign. They had a huge amount of snow, went out, put up the sign, caution, avalanche danger ahead, and the snow piled up over that. That's a lot of snow. That is a lot of snow. Remember back March 20th, 2000, the UK Independent? Snowfalls are now a thing of the past. Over in Hungary, Lake Balaton has frozen over so solidly that people can walk on it and even drive trucks on it. And this is the first time it's been completely frozen over in a decade. Now, we're hearing word that Donald Trump is getting ready to pull out of the Paris Agreement. He thinks this whole human-caused global warming thing is a fraud, and he is absolutely right on that one. And apparently, when Donald Trump visits the UK, he's going out of his way to avoid Prince Charles because he doesn't need another lecture about the dangers of human-caused global warming. Prince Charles is fully on board with that, has a lot of his money invested in all of these climate things, so forth and so on here. All right, let's take a phone call. Dan in Hawaii, aloha brah, what's up?
Hi, Michael?
Yes.
Hi, I'm here on the Big Island. I'm in Puna on the east side.
Yes.
The temperature last night was 60 degrees.
Yes.
I've been in this house 23 years. This is the coldest known temperature I know about.
Yeah, it's cold over here on Oahu, too. It was down to 62 last night.
Interesting. The thing I just wanted to throw out was, I don't know if you can see sub-base from where you are, but I was in submarines down there.
Yes.
Sub-base.
Yes.
I'm basically a systems man. I think the primary thing right now for Trump is to pull those troops back off the eastern border in Europe and get those 2,000 high-capacity transformers guarded 24/7. That's it.
I would like to see Trump try and pull NATO's fangs here. And but Trump is one guy, and he's dealing with that bureaucratic inertia. I'm sure he'll get to that real soon. And yes, as a matter of fact, I can stand up here in my office, look out this window, and I can see the submarine base down there. We have a pretty good view of Pearl Harbor. It's not as good as when we first moved in here because the trees on the golf course are cranking on up. But when Obama used to come out here for Christmases, I could actually get out the Celestron and see Air Force One down on the ground there.
My goodness.
Yes.
Okay, Mike, thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. Stay warm tonight. And I know for all of you people dealing with snow and ice, the fact that we're out here saying, oh, my goodness, 60 degrees. Well, for Hawaii, that is very cold. And we do have snow on the tips of our mountains as well. Now then, California, following a major lawsuit between Monsanto and the state of California, Monsanto lost. California is now officially declaring glyphosate as cancer-causing and will require Monsanto to put a warning on the product. Use of Roundup and glyphosate is carcinogenic. And they're spraying it on stuff. They're spraying it on women's feminine products. They're putting in the vaccines. I think it's time to reprise that video I did a while back. What are they thinking? Are they going to try and depopulate the world with all these horrible diseases, which allow them to take our wealth from us before we're shoved into a hole or a furnace? Now, down in New Zealand, there's a big fight gearing up there regarding GM crops. And what it has to do with is right now in New Zealand, individual district councils are allowed to decide for themselves whether or not GMO produce is going to be allowed into their area or not. It's kind of a moot point because we know now that the GMO pollen can travel tremendous distances on the wind, insects, and birds. But at this point, there's a big campaign to try and get New Zealand to change the law so that the national government will declare that GMO is acceptable everywhere. And we're still going through all of our spilkas here in Hawaii regarding Maui and their desire to have GMO-free environment. And the New Zealand anti-GM movement are trying to take their case to social media. And they're pointing out Bostock, New Zealand's apples right now are free of any genetic modification. And that is a good thing because, as you know, the U.S. government has approved a genetically modified apple that's modified so it doesn't turn brown as quickly, which means it can sit in the truck a lot longer and get to the supermarket still looking like it's fresh, even though it really isn't. And because of the corruption from Monsanto in our country, we still do not have GMO labeling. But you can look for apples that are labeled product of New Zealand. And you're going to have to be very, very careful. We have a government corporate entity that is absolutely unconcerned with whether you're healthy or not. In fact, the sicker you are, the more the medical industrial complex likes it. Despite the fact that we have the most expensive health care on planet Earth, the quality of our medical care is ranked 33rd, and the overall health of Americans is considered poor. Now, there's a new problem coming on out, and that is a new generation of genetically modified insects that are being developed supposedly as a form of pest control, where you will throw these particular GM insects into your fields, and they will drive the non-GM insects out and hopefully reduce damage to your crops, maybe, maybe not. The problem is that in the process of harvesting the food and getting it to the supermarket, tiny bits of insects inevitably get caught up and can become part of the food. And the particles are so small you can't see them. And the FDA literally has allowable limits of insect contamination on food in the United States of America. And a lot of the people who are still trying to grow GMO-free produce are now concerned that the presence of these insects form another form of contamination, which would result in their crops being turned away from those nations that ban GMO, such as China. And once again, GMO technology, genetic technology, is the most dangerous technology humans have ever played with. It's far more dangerous than nuclear power because we're tinkering with the very code of life itself. And if they make a mistake, if that epicyte gene has really broken into the wild, we're looking at extinction-level events, and nobody seems to be too concerned about it because they're too busy reading their quarterly stock reports. Now, Panera has made a promise to phase out all artificial ingredients, artificial food dyes, preservatives, and all GMO. And they're including in there, if you can't pronounce it, we're not using it. And so they started their whole franchise with this ad campaign, Live Consciously, Eat Deliciously. So now they have kept that promise. Their menu is 100% clean. So we can expect Panera to get hit with a string of E. coli contaminations the way Chipotle's did when they declared they were going to be GMO free. You watch. It will happen. All of a sudden, oh, Panera's got botulism, they've got E. coli, they've got all these terrible things. Run for your lives back to the safety of your GMO chemically added food. All right, let's grab a phone call. Keith in Indiana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Michael. You know, the news is flying by so fast. I started thinking about something. You remember Bernie Madoff?
Yes.
Do you know where he's imprisoned? Anywhere in any state in America?
He's imprisoned. He's, in fact, in the same prison as the convicted Israeli spy, Jonathan Pollard. Apparently, they've become good friends.
Okay, and what prison is that?
I do not recall off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure a web search will get it for you.
Well, I don't think it will. I tried and I tried and I tried, and I can't find it, and no federal officer, nobody will give any information. I thought you would know.
Well, let's see. Butner, I think.
Okay. We'll try that, but let me ask, I just have a couple more for you.
Real quick.
Your wife, Claire, said a couple weeks ago that she married an Asiatic. Are you an Asiatic?
Partly. I'm your basic mutt, Heinz 57 variety, and my ancestry is Sephardic, Portuguese, a little bit of Chinese, French, and English, and according to family legend, there's a Huron in the woodpile.
Wow, that's quite a number. Anyway.
We get around. We get around. What can I tell you?
All right, I respect your wisdom. I just your opinion on oil, biotic or abiotic?
Abiotic. Let me rephrase that back. I don't think all of the oil and petroleum comes from rotting dinosaurs. I think it is being created deep in the Earth's crust. Microbes may be involved, but there was some research that showed that under pressure, methane will spontaneously start forming these longer chain hydrocarbon molecules. And so that the Earth is continuously creating oil deep inside, and when the oil sort of gets dry, it becomes coal. But the problem is, if it's too deep and you can't get at it, it's no good. If it takes a barrel of oil's worth of energy to get a barrel of oil to the surface of the Earth, then the game is over. It doesn't pencil out.
Okay, that sounds all right, fine. And last question, since, I mean, I'm sure you'll agree with this, that we who listen to these alternative radio stations should be able to question the hosts, right?
Yeah, and by the way, we call it the independent media, not the alternative.
Well, from
media.
What,
go ahead.
Okay, independent, that's good. Okay, fine.
Yep.
Now, your position about God, you are what? You're a humanist or an atheist? Are you an atheist?
I'm an atheist. And Claire's a Methodist.
So, in other words, the people who are Christians who are listening to RBN are supposed to believe you, who's an atheist. That makes no sense to me.
Well, first of all, I don't ask people to believe me. I'm giving you all pointers to go out and do your own digging and your own analysis.
Well, that's why I don't believe you.
Okay, well, fine. Then don't believe me. Okay, then don't believe me. I don't care. I'm not asking for your belief and faith or trust. In fact, trusting people in the corporate media is a big part of what got us into this mess. Now, getting on over to Japan, the Japanese government has now issued a proclamation that the food from Fukushima is safe and can be eaten all over the country and all over the world. I'm so glad. I'd given up sushi. Now I can go back to sushi, even the ones that are glowing in the dark here. Now, the reality is people are, in fact, becoming a lot more health conscious. They're becoming aware that corporations are serving up food that isn't necessarily nutritious. It's going to be tasty. That's what generates sales. May not be nutritious. And McDonald's is seeing their sales dip in the United States more than in any other country. And partly that is the economic realities. Partly it's because McDonald's abandoned its original marketing strategy of providing meals at the lowest possible cost. They tried to move upscale at a time when the economy was moving down. And that was a bad strategic decision. But the other part of it is this growing awareness that it's very important what you're eating in terms of what it does to your body. And we're becoming more and more aware of these chemicals, which are harmful, in many cases, are designed to make us eat more, to raise profits for the food corporations. And that's where a big part of America's obesity epidemic is coming from. It isn't our lifestyle choices. We are being sold food with chemicals added to it that make us eat more so that we will buy more, spend more money, and boost the profits. Aspartame, supposed to be an artificial sweetener to help you with your diet, actually makes you crave carbohydrates, along with its other problems of being a neurotoxin. Monosodium glutamate is marketed as a flavor enhancer. That interferes with the signal in the brain that says, I've had enough to eat. And then there are all these growth hormones that are pumped into livestock. And if it's not fully metabolized, people who are eating the dairy and meat from these animals, the growth hormones are affecting them the way it affects the livestock. Now, a couple of years ago, Claire and I just made a point of giving up anything with aspartame, anything with monosodium glutamate, very careful about hormone-free produce, and I'm down almost 80 pounds from my worst weight. And I didn't change any other aspect of my lifestyle than simply avoiding these chemicals. And I advise you to do the same here. Let's see. A little bit of good news. The Conservative Tribune is reporting that Republicans in Congress are getting ready to roll back Michelle Obama's school lunch program, meaning your kids can wave a fond farewell to all of that inedible corporate-produced crud, and we're going to have Taco Tuesdays back again. And as I said at the time, you know you live in a dictatorship when the dictator's wife tells your kids what they're going to eat for lunch. Now, here is a story coming out of the Daily Mail. And the headline is, Doctors gave me depression pills I didn't need for 20 years. And you need to read this article because this guy was given these medications. He was on them for 20 years. He quit them 5 years ago. He's still suffering the after effects. And you really need to look at this because the healthcare system all over the world is not about health. It's about profit. Now, apparently, just ahead of the inauguration, hackers disabled 70% of the Washington, D.C. closed-circuit TV network. They shut down 123 of 187 network video recorders, demanded a ransom, which was not paid. Technicians simply wiped and rebooted all the devices. If riots had broken out, they wouldn't have been able to keep an eye on. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program on this Tuesday here. Story just now crossed my desk here. Apparently, the European Council President Donald Tusk has called U.S. President Donald Trump an existential threat to Europe. Now, I was unaware of a plan by the United States government to declare war on Europe. And I think if you want to look at an existential threat to Europe right now, you might want to look out on the streets, because I don't see any refugees from the United States sexually assaulting the women and vandalizing the buildings. I don't think we're part of the problem at all. All right, we're going to take one more phone call here from Paula in Chicago. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Paula, are you there?
Taking turpentine and castor oil. What's the dosage? Is it 1 teaspoon of turpentine per 1 teaspoon of castor oil 4 times a day?
Wait a minute. First of all, you shouldn't be taking any turpentine. The call got to me late. I didn't hear the first part of what you said, but turpentine is a very toxic material.
Right. I thought I was calling the Dr. Jennifer Daniels show.
No, you got Mike Rivero. But thank you for the phone call.
Yeah, her number. This number is in.
Well, you've got the wrong time of day. All right. Anyway, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and we're going to close the phone lines. Claire is in the other room laughing. Okay. Now then, I want to go back to that call that we got from the guy who was screaming at me about why should we believe you, and you shouldn't. Beliefs are chains that hold free minds slave. You are taught to believe things at a very young age in order to control you. The belief that your government is good, the belief that all the other governments are bad, the belief that we are somehow superior, the belief in Santa Claus if you behave correctly, and so forth and so on. No chains of iron or steel ever bound a human being tighter than the chains made of those beliefs we're indoctrinated with as children. I seek a world free from all belief. I seek a world where everybody is thinking and observing and analyzing critically. Because that is a world that will be free of corruption, free of fraud, like human-caused global warming. I mean, look at all the things we're being told. We must believe that the corporate media didn't mean to behave as badly this last year. Beliefs are chains that hold free minds slaves. Free your mind. And where you start is avoiding belief as any kind of a foundation for a thought process. We need a rational society. A logical society, a society that thinks critically, that doesn't just have conditioned responses based on beliefs. Beliefs are a poor substitute for facts. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and do the Jim Goddard Show. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay informed, stay skeptical, make good choices. Take what you learn here, share it with everybody else. You are all part of the independent media, and the corporate media has declared war on us all. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.